Bill Szabo, what does the resignation of Speaker John Boehner mean for Western North Carolina Representatives Mark Meadows and Patrick McHenry?
Opportunity. That's what it is, opportunity. What you have here, you have two members of Congress with good conservative credentials, both of whom are upwardly mobile, ambitious politicians, but also they're from safe districts. Now, the challenge for an upwardly mobile politician is to figure out what their avenue is going to be. I think McHenry has pretty much chosen to, the long-term goal is to be influential and in the House of Representatives. Since he's from a safe district, he can focus his attention on Washington intercongressional politics more than he might if he was concerned about re-election. Meadows also is from a safe district, but seems to be impatient with the House, seems to be impatient with the procedures and the arcane rules, and is looking for an avenue to make a name for himself, perhaps for some higher office. But both of them have an opportunity here and now. Meadows to bask in the glory of the press giving him some credit for Boehner's departure, and McHenry in an opportunity perhaps to move up, maybe not this time around, but sometime in the future, higher up the Republican Party hierarchy in the House.
You mentioned both have upward mobility. But at this point, has McHenry's path been blocked somewhat because he has been loyal to Speaker Boehner, and he is the chief deputy whip under Boehner, and he's also the state chair of the Jeb Bush for President campaign. So I wonder, has his career slowed somewhat?
For people lower down in the hierarchy, they're going to have to figure out which route is the best at the top. McHenry has taken more the establishment route. In the deputy whip's position, he's had an opportunity, however, to meet lots of individuals, to cultivate individuals. And House leadership positions tend to go to those who are well-known individuals. I can't see any long-run repercussions unless there's major changes in the makeup of the House, which is unlikely in the next couple of years. What the members of Congress look for in their party leaders are individuals who can negotiate the differences, can talk to all the different groups, and who are well-known and appreciated for their ability to negotiate compromises and to build coalitions. McHenry didn't get to where he is now without those skills, and I think that those skills will always be appreciated and look for. So I can't see it having a long-term impact. It may slow him down in his ascent to a higher leadership position, but I can't see it having a major impact in the long run.
I wonder if these two things coupled together, his being chief deputy whip and the chair of the Jeb Bush campaign, does that, though, hurt him with conservatives, even though he is a conservative?
The premise of that question is, of course, that Jeb Bush has no political future, and I'm not sure that that's the case at all. We're still a good 6 months from the real break-even point in the primaries, which will be pretty much by the end of March, and I fully expect him to be around at that point. Bush is pretty much the kind of mainstream centrist candidate here of the Republican Party. And while he is not doing well in the polls and really not doing that well on the campaign trail, he does have a very strong organization and he is well-funded. And his campaign is geared toward the long run. This is just sort of a bump in the road for McHenry's future. I think that Bush will be around in the future come spring. And I also think that while conservatives may not like him now, the party will coalesce around the leading candidate, and if that happens to be Bush or a couple of other candidates that are closer to him and, let's say, not as appealing to conservatives, I don't think that that will divide the party much. The conservatives will fall into line.
So McHenry's backing of Boehner and his co-chairing the Bush for President campaign doesn't hurt him, and primarily, though, because he is in such a safe district?
What the safe district allows is opportunity for him to channel his energies and activities in a slightly different direction. He doesn't have to devote as much time to cultivating his district as do those representatives who are in marginal districts, which does give him the flexibility and leeway to pursue other activities, such as attending to affairs in the House and within the party. And that's really what the party needs in leadership positions, individuals who can take care of a lot of the nuts and bolts of the legislative process, which frees other members to engage in the activities that they need to if they want to be reelected.
2 years ago, Congressman Meadows strongly supported a government shutdown. Last July, he authored a resolution that declared the speaker's chair vacant. It was an attempt to force a vote on who should be the speaker in the middle of the new term of Congress. Apparently, that hasn't happened in over 100 years. Was that a factor in Speaker Boehner's decision to resign?
The key word here is factor. I mean, that there are lots and lots of influences and factors that certainly affect the decision, but I can't see that as being significant in and of itself. For one thing, Boehner said that he was only interested in serving two terms as Speaker. He changed that when the Majority Leader Cantor, who's a close friend of his, lost in his primary about a year and a half ago. Boehner agreed to stay on through a transition period to help kind of a new leadership team get used to each other. The fact that this is such an unusual activity, like you said, it hasn't happened for over a century, indicates that now this was just sort of an extreme effort on a part of a handful of people who form one faction of the party, who are basically displeased with the party's performance in general. In the Republican Party now, there are lots of people who felt that dramatic new changes would occur because the party controls the Congress, both the House and the Senate. Well, the realities of Washington politics make that extraordinarily difficult to do. There is rarely dramatic changes of an enduring nature that come from this. So naturally, the conservatives who are, let's say, more aggressive in their pursuit of new policies are going to be disenchanted. And you see this, I think, a lot in the rhetoric of the presidential candidates who singled out the party's leadership, and particularly John Boehner, as being incompetent because there have been no big changes or none of their conservative agenda has successfully come through Congress and been enacted into law. So there's a great deal of frustration there. But if introducing such a resolution is the activity that someone who wants to gain visibility and influence within that wing of the party is likely to engage in, hoping to get onto the ground floor of some new movement. Whether that succeeds or not is going to depend to a great extent on the congressional elections coming about 14 months, because those will determine the makeup of the House of Representatives, and particularly the Republican Party. The majority party in the House of Representatives tends to fragment as the majority gets larger and larger. When the balance between the two parties is small or narrow, the party tends to give its leadership more discretion, tends to give it a blank check in running the Congress, because they know that they have to stand together in a united coalition if they are going to achieve anything. But as the majority party, as its margin over the opposition increases, there is more flexibility. The party can still win even if some of its members defect. And the larger the majority, the more factionalized the party itself, and the different factions are all going to be demanding attention, and it's going to get harder and harder to negotiate their differences. And because the different factions all think that they're significant and important, they're less inclined to invest much discretion or power in their leaders, which tends to weaken the leadership generally. And I think think that's really what's happened in Boehner's case. Combine that with the frustration of the Republicans at not being able to enact much of their agenda and the public criticism of the congressional leadership. I think those were much more important. But you put them all together, and I think it's just the speaker just said enough is enough.
California Republican Kevin McCarthy is likely to be the next speaker. Will he face the same problems that Congressman Boehner has faced?
It's very likely that he will, simply because all the indications are now, anyway, that the Republicans will continue to control the House of Representatives. If they make major gains, it probably will get even worse because the party will become more decentralized. But it will come down to simply a test of this man's skills and abilities. The House parties always look for an individual that they know, that they can trust in the sense that they'll know that the leaders will listen to the different factions and can still act as a focal point around which the party can rally when it needs to. These are the general dynamics that always apply to any large group. If the group of House Republicans gets larger, then it's going to be even more difficult and more demanding. And some people have more skills than others at negotiating the pitfalls that go with leadership. And some people have more energy. Sure, it's always the same problems in a general sense. As to what the specific issues that may divide the different groups are likely to be, it's hard to say now. A lot, too, will depend as to whether or not the Republicans win the White House. Because if they win the White House, then leadership for implementing the conservative agenda will come from Pennsylvania Avenue. And the congressional leadership's function or purpose is to simply guide the president's agenda through the Congress, which means that the House leadership, particularly the speaker, will not be faulted particularly for failing to get things done, because the attention will be focused then on the White House. Any frustration will be focused on the White House. If the Democrats win, however, it's going to be very similar to the situation Boehner is in now.
We began this conversation talking about how this is an opportunity for Congressman Meadows and Representative McHenry. Is their rise good for residents of the 10th and 11th congressional districts?
It's generally the case that a representative with seniority who's influential within the establishment within Congress is in a better position to negotiate deals and benefits and old-fashioned pork for their district. So individuals who move up the line tend to be in a much better position, so that it can help. Having a representative in the power hierarchy of the Congress is far better than having a representative who's in their first or second term and still learning the ropes and how things work. So it could probably only help the district if these individuals are successful in establishing themselves as important cogs in the party machinery.
Bill Sabo is a retired professor of political science. Bill Sabo, thank you very much.